Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Naked Talk with Alex Okoji. It's all about straight talk with some of the biggest global icons, leaders, entertainers, motivational speakers, authors, life coaches, relationship experts, social advocates, and extraordinary friends as they strip themselves, their experiences, and share their unfiltered thoughts about life issues. I believe in stripping the lies and empowering the mind through the freedom of expression. I'm unapologetic about being open, so I motivate my guests to tell it like it is and help my listeners build a presence of mind while finding their voice. So it's all about the best in authentic conversations with real people about real life experiences. So let's keep it unfiltered, unscripted, uncensored, and uncut. You're welcome to today's episode. Friday Radio Special on the Naked Talk with Alex Okoroji. And yes, my name is Alex, and I am broadcasted live all the way from Lagos, Nigeria, in the heart of Africa. Yay! So what's up, people? Hey, what's going on? Well, last time on Talk Wednesday, I had my very, very special guest. He's one of my favorite guests, actually. She's been on the show a few times. You know, I lost count. But it was nice to have American author and life coach Nino Bingham back on the show on Talk Wednesday for a pre-birthday special, actually. And it was really nice to, you know, talk about women, beauty, and aging, you know, in an age-phobic society, and why, you know, the way we look is not the only thing we need to feel great about. So it was a very illuminating and enlightening conversation, and I was so, you know, we had a good time, really, you know, just chatting and talking about, you know, aging and how you two wisdom makeover and why she decided to, you know, stop dyeing the hair and just go all gray, you know, in relation to her 52nd birthday. So it was awesome to have her here and throw a little on-air party for her. And, you know, and I was very excited about that, actually. So, yay! Now, if you missed that episode live, if you missed any show live, don't forget that you can, you know, always listen to the archive shows right here on the radio channel. Of course, you know, you can follow, you know, our podcast, and we're syndicating all over your favorite internet radio platforms. Yes, you can find us on Stitcher, iTunes, and TuneIn. And don't forget to share, like, and of course leave a review. You know, let people know. Let us know how you feel about the show. Yes. Now, of course, if you'd like to sponsor an episode of The Naked Talk, don't forget you can send us an email at thenakedtalk@gmail.com, or, you know, want to become a patron, you can be a patron and, you know, support us. Yeah, for as little as $2 a month. You can, you know, become a patron, become our VIP star patron, and, of course, earn great, great rewards. We've got some great Naked Tees. We've got books. You know, you can become a part of the VIP lounge, the Naked Lounge, and a couple of other things. And, you know, just go to my official website at www.alexacruzzi.me and click on Patron and find out what it takes to, you know, become a patron. Well, yeah, today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Zincture Naturals. And Zincture is really all about the best quality, beauty, handmade products made from the finest natural organic fruits and, of course, natural oils right here in Africa. And, of course, our friends at QTV Entertainment and Events. QTV is all about the best in A-class quality events and, yes, events and show productions. And you can find them at their official website at www.qtabevents.com. And, of course, our friends at Hevolution Magazine. Now, Hevolution is all about bringing to you the hair side of life and giving your hair a voice. And you can find them at www.hevolutionmagazine.com. Yay! So do you have a copy of my new book? Yes, The Naked Truth Lies True. Don't forget, yeah, you can get a copy of that book on my official website. Now, this is a book that offers, you know, the truth, relatable wisdom, you know, about the truth, about sex, love, life, relationships, and reality. And you know it's a weed agreement. So you can get a copy of that book on my official website. Just go to www.alexacruzzi.me, or, you know, you can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, or any of your favorite online retail store. And don't forget to, you know, leave me a review. Yeah, guys, this Sunday I'm going to be, I'm going to be an expert guest on Let's Face It Radio. And I can't wait to, you know, talk to the host, Will Strahan and Alicia Brown, and I'm definitely going to be talking about the Naked Movement and a lot of things. So don't forget to listen in. You guys have to listen. It's 8:30 p.m. EST. If you're in Africa, well, that's going to be like, not 2 a.m., you know, WAT. But, you know, I'll let you guys know. Just don't forget, just pay attention to my social media. Don't forget you can follow me on Twitter at Alex Akurji. Or you can check me out on Facebook or Instagram, wherever else I'm hanging out. So, guys, today on The Naked Talk, well, yay, today is all about sex. You know, it's all about sex, mindset, and manhood. And it doesn't matter whether you're married, single, dating, in a situationship, or in a relationship. Well, this show is definitely for you, and you have to listen to the Dean. He's right here on the show, and I can't wait to, you know, speak to my very special guest for today's show. You know, he's right here. He's a relationship expert and a talk radio host. Now, today on TNT 047, now, I know that on the road, you know, the roadmap to manhood, it is safe for most men to assume that what is difficult for them is difficult for every other man, which isn't true. Now, a man might also assume that what seems easy to him might, in fact, be easy for every other man, which is also not true. And what isn't true also, in my opinion, is that there really isn't a standard one-size-fits-all manual for relating with women or keeping it spicy in the bedroom. So today's guest is an expert relationship. He's an expert in relationships of all stages who teaches men and women how to unplug themselves from the dating matrix to the challenging pretzels of marital life. And I'm very, very, very excited to speak to Steve Dedane Williams, live all the way from Texas, USA. And, you know, as we discuss how men can navigate great sex with women, change their mindset, and become the kind of man, you know, a woman needs. So, you know, without much further ado, how about, you know, I connect with my guest, and my guest is right here already. Hi, Steve. Hi.
Hi, I was hoping to be your favorite. I'm a little jealous.
You know what? I think we might need to check back on that. I'm sure, like, maybe after this conversation, I can talk about it.
Yeah, okay. I just want you to be like, well, I'm on. I talked to my favorite Steve last, you know. I want to be your favorite.
You're going to be like, oh, my God, this is, you know. But you know what, Steve? First of all, I need to say welcome to The Naked Talk with Alex Akurji. I'm very honored to have you here on the show, really.
Thank you. Now, do I need to have my clothes on for this interview, or how does this work?
Naked. We like you better naked, actually.
Okay.
Well, it's fine. fine. You can have your clothes on, but we like it better naked, really. You know, we like to keep it real here. And that's, you know what, I have a feeling the next time I'm going to be talking about you, I'm going to be saying, oh, you know, he's one of my favorite guests. Because, you know, one of the things I like the most about people is when they can keep it real, you know, and be authentic. And that's something that I, you know, kind of got off, you know, felt off your, you know, reading about you and learning about you. I'm like, okay, you can, he's the kind of guy that tells it, you know, tells it like it is. So maybe he's going to be soon become one of my favorite, you know, favorite person.
Oh, I will be after this, though.
But you know what? First, and a lot of people are looking for, you know, a lot of people are getting questions and emails about this, especially here in Nigeria, you know, in Africa, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, sex. Everyone wants to talk about sex. But just before we go into today's conversation, let me ask you first, what's the weather like where you are?
It is right now, it's like probably 50 degrees out. It's pretty cold.
Oh, it's cold.
Yes, it's cold. Oh, yeah, you would think Texas, it was warm. It was like 70 last week, like 67, 69 last week, but you got a cold front end, so it's cold.
Oh, wow. It's really hot where I am. So.
Yeah, what's
it's
the temperature over there?
It's about, last time, I think I checked, it was about 36 degrees. Well, you know, you guys use Fahrenheit, and we use, about 30-something degrees. It's really hot here, actually, very hot. Like, I'm sweating, I'm totally topless. Like, oh, I shouldn't have said that, but, yeah. It's like,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, just, you know, that was just me. That was just me teasing. But you know what, Steve, you know, just for the sake of those who are listening and, you know, especially who are listening from around the world, and especially here in Africa, some who may not have, you know, found the privilege to stumble on your work and you, who would you say Steve Williams? I always have to do this, Steve the Dean, and I'm going to get to that, but, you know, who would you say Steve the Dean Williams really is? I mean, how would you describe yourself?
As a misogynistic a-hole that's a jerk, I don't know, that just keeps it 1,000, no reason to lie.
Okay, that's, that's a really, really modest description of yourself, really. I have a feeling you probably have so much more to say about yourself, though.
Mm-hmm.
But, I get that feeling, like, you know, there's a whole lot more, but you're like, you know, let's keep it really low, you know, and, you know, and simple. But I was going to ask you, how did you earn the title? I feel like it's a title. I don't feel like it's, you know, a nickname or, you know, the Dean. I think I have my theory, though, but I just want to know, how did you earn the Dean?
Well,
the
because I teach.
Dean.
I got the title because I teach guys about women. I teach them. Mm-hmm. So I am at its highest point. I guess the Dean is the highest in college, I guess. So that's why I named myself,
yeah.
because I teach guys about women.
I figured that out because, and then, okay, great. Because I kind of figured that out. I was like, okay, that sounds like a professor. So he's probably, you know, the professor of, you know, something. So that's where, you know, the Dean came from. Now, but let me ask you this. What would you say is the average mindset of the average man about relationships and sex?
The average mindset of the average man is to bend over backwards, take off his spine, unattach his balls, submit, compromise, do anything he can to prove his value and his worth. No, not his value and worth, showing the woman she has value and worth instead of showing his value and worth.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, you know, I've never really looked at it that way, so that you know, that's a really this thing. But let me ask you, as the Dean, you know, you're the Dean now. What are the first things a man should learn as part of, you know, the manhood 101? If some, what would be the first thing that they would learn?
He needs to learn that it is all about himself. It has nothing to do with the outside world. It has everything to do with the man inside. That's the first thing he needs to know.
Okay. 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 You know what, Steve? How about we take, let's take a quick commercial break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back. Let's just take a quick one,
okay,
and we'll be back.
You're listening to The Naked Talk with Alex Okorji. You're listening to The Naked Talk. It's so uncensored. She keeps it real. She keeps it straight. She tells it like it is, no matter who's afraid to bear.
You're listening to The Naked Talk with Alex Okorji. Have you pre-ordered your own specially autographed copy of The Naked Experience by Alex Okorji? From timid girl to confident woman. It will make you laugh, it will make you cry, it will make you cuss, but most of all, it will be a great resource for you and your loved ones. Log on to www.alexokorji.net to reserve your copy and win two VIP tickets to the book tour and match. Okay, we're back. And if you're just tuning in, this is still The Naked Talk with Alex Okorji. And yes, I'm broadcasting live all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Now, wherever you're listening from around the world, don't forget that you can be part of this conversation. Yeah, you know, you can call in. The number to call is +1 215 383 3766. +1 215 383 3766 if you're calling from outside the U.S. If you're calling from within the U.S., make sure to dial as a local number, 215-383-3766. Or you can leave a message in the chat room or, you know, tweet at me. And, of course, your contributions will be read right here on the show. Now, what's amazing about The Naked Talk is that, you know, it's not just a Q&A. It's not just an interview. It is a conversation. And with conversation comes, you know, thoughts, opinions, views, perspectives. And, of course, expression. We're all about expression, expressing ourselves here. And this is the one place where we do not apologize for what we're thinking or how we're feeling. So, yes, you know, just before I went on that commercial break, I was speaking to my very special guest live all the way from Texas, Steve Dedeen Williams. And he was already, you know, sharing a little bit about Manhood 101. You know, and we already started talking about man and just, you know, the things that they can learn, you know, from to learn about life and learn about, you know, relationships and sex and all of that. So, hi, Steve. Hi. Still there?
I am still here. Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, welcome back. Well, you know, just before we went on that break, you know, we talked about the things that, you know, the first thing that a man could possibly learn or should learn, sorry, as part of, you know, Manhood 101. And you did say that, you know, it's really about them and not, you know, the outside world and all of that. But in your opinion, I know that you're a relationship expert and you give advice, great advice, you know, realistic advice, right? What would you say is, you know, in your own perspective, a healthy sexual relationship?
Well, good question. Well, a healthy sexual relationship. Well, first it has to start off with communication, because it's not just the relationship itself, it's the relationship of the two individuals who are having the relationship. So either the man, it's really important for the man to let the woman know where she stands, whether she's a booty call or she's something else. So there won't be any, well, you didn't tell me, or I didn't know, or like a lot of you women do, just because you're sleeping with a guy, you think you're in a relationship with him. So it's communication is very important, because, you know, it's not just the act of sex that happens. It's also, again, a mindset. It's a mental thing as well, more than a physical.
And, you know, you said something that just totally resonated with me. So, and, you know, what I get from what you're saying is that it's okay for a man to be upfront about what he really wants from a woman from, you know, from
the
get-go, right?
Oh, yeah, okay. Absolutely. They lie to women. They all these guys lie to women, most of them, the males. We call them males, not men, but, yeah, they lie. Oh, gosh, they buy y'all drinks, and, you know, they tell you how beautiful you are, and, you know, they ask you a bunch of questions they don't care about, you know. Yeah, it's all this stuff.
Oh, my God. And you know, why do you think that men have to lie, or why do you think they lie, you know, just to get
well,
what
males,
they want?
Well, males, not men. The males lie.
Males.
Because, the males, yeah. The humans, we call them the males. They lie because they think by letting the woman know or showing interest in things that they really don't care about, they think it's a faster pathway between her legs.
Whoa. Okay. I know that you've made a very distinctive, distinction between the men and the male, right?
Yes.
I think in my
head
I can totally, you know, break that down. But, you know, for the sake of the listeners, what is the difference between the men and the male?
Well, okay. Males are the ones we call that climb the apple tree to pick the apples for us. What they do, they're the ones that don't have confidence. They always making excuses for themselves. They live in the past. They dwell on fear. When they're around a woman, they walk on eggshells. They're just losers. That's all they are. It's the norm. They look at TV and TV tells them how to dress and how to act and how to be instead of themselves. So they're like more like sheep. Well, they're there. So you don't want to be a male, but a man, on the other hand, is a dominant individual. That's assertive. He knows what he wants. He goes after what he wants. He doesn't apologize for the things that he does. You know, he doesn't, there's no such thing as fear. He doesn't run when obstacles come along. So, you know, he just goes after what he wants in life and everything.
Okay. Okay. So, in my understanding, a man is, I'm running away from saying a man is a male. So, a man is someone who's mastered himself, really, and is in control and is confident about his goals and his desires and all the things that he wants out of life, right?
Yeah, like a lion. But the males are like vegetarian lions that eat grass and not meat, kind of like that.
Oh, my God, Steve. I think I'm going to have a great show. I can already feel it. Okay, speaking about, you know, couples, because I know that you gave great advice, not just for men, but for women, you know, but, I mean, of course, you teach men how to be men, or you teach males how to be men. How can a couple get down and dirty in a totally new way? I mean, this is, you know, I know that, of course, sex is another area that you really have some sort of, you have great thoughts about. You know, what can you say, what can, you know, a couple do? A male or a man, you know, what can a man do, really, to, you know, get down and dirty in a totally new way that it might excite, you know, a woman? I don't know what idea.
Well, the first rule of thumb, he has to know that sex has, well, a woman has two kitty cats. I don't know if we can say the word, but I'll say kitty cat. She has two of them.
Okay.
There's one between her legs and there's one between her ears. A real man goes for the one between her ears and not the one between her legs, because he knows the one between her ears, has access to everything. And the password is M-A-N, you know, that's the open says me thing. But what he has to do is he has to realize that, you know, making a woman feel really sexy, making her feel that she's special, so many things to do, because when you do it the right way, you become a habit. And what a habit, after you become a habit, then you become an addiction where she needs to have you. She can't stop thinking about you. And all this can happen with your mouthpiece. See, the tongue is mightier than the hands or the thing that we have, our thing. The tongue is, our mouthpiece. And if you can literally, if you do it correctly, you can get the orgasm from just your words alone. You don't have to put your hands on her. But that's when you're a man. When you're a male, you got to do other things like buy her gifts, dinners, drinks, dinner, you know, all that stuff, you know, cupcake. We call that cupcaking.
And, you know, the funny thing, you know, just paying attention to what you're saying as a woman. I feel like, you know, I can kind of relate to that. I mean, you said something, you can actually get her to, you know, get her, you can
orgasm.
Get her to get an orgasm,
yes.
You know, just from your words. And that's true,
yeah,
because there are
absolutely.
Lots of women who, you know, who are attracted to, mentally attracted, you know, I mean, I feel like, you know, the sex happens first in your head, like in your head, before it actually, you know, goes down to your buddies. So if you're
mm-hmm.
having like mental sex with someone and, or you're having a great conversation that is stimulating in a way, then there's, you know, a deeper sort of connection in a way. It's still sexual, but, you know, in a different kind of way. So I think I kind of get it, you know, and not that many men actually really know how to kind of connect with a woman on that level. So I think maybe that's why they need a dean like you to put this.
Well, yeah. Well,
you
know. It also carries over into foreplay, or what we call five play in sex.
Mm-hmm.
See, what a lot of males mm-hmm. do is they'll get it and they'll be like, who's in it? You know, that kind of stuff. That is boring. You know, as a man, you read an expression. While you hitting it, you talking that yak in their ear. You know what I mean? You're making it feel really hot when you're really talking while you're stroking. But that's the difference between us and those guys.
That's the difference between us. Oh, my God. I told you I was going to have a great, great time. Okay, you know what, Steve? How about we take – let's take another break. But this time, let's take a musical break, right? You know, don't go anywhere. We'll be back. This song is Like We Do, and Like We Do is by Peter Kelly. Peter Kelly was a guest on my show in August, yeah, last year. And, of course, he was also part of our first anniversary special live of the show. And so, yes, this is Like We Do by Peter Kelly. Enjoy. We'll be back.
Are we just victims of right place and time? Or were we written in the stars? Was your mission to invade my mind? The mind to catch you like a blessing in a jar? The universe has reasons and a plan. Life has lessons to be learned. Sometimes love and loss go hand in hand. Maybe love cannot be found, but must be earned.
Love got tough, and I gave up. But I guess I had it coming. My hands fell to my side. You showed up like a buzzcut. On my chin and sent me flying higher than I've ever been. And I feel like laughing in the face of the world.
Don't believe in miracles. Maybe you made a believer out of me. Maybe you made a believer out of me.
I got tough and I gave up. But I guess I had it coming. My hands fell to my side.
You showed up like a bumper cut. Took on my chin and sent me flying higher than I. And I feel like laughing in the face of the world.
Flying higher than I've ever been. And I feel like laughing
Okay, and that was Like We Do by Peter Kelly, and yes, we're back, yay. This is still the Naked Talk with Alex Akurja, and yes, just before we went on that musical break with Peter Kelly, you know, I was chatting with my very special guest, Steve Dean Williams, and yes, we're talking about, we're still talking about sex, you know, the mindset, and of course, manhood. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Hi. Okay.
Hi, how are you?
You know, I'm fine. I'm great. How are you? I hope you're having a great time here in Nigeria.
Oh, I'm having a great time. Okay. Yeah, it's great.
Okay, Steve. You know, I've been thinking. I know. What is your opinion? I mean, for guys, right? I think guys kind of like a safe word right now. You know, for guys who are, you know, thinking about online dating and finding ways to hook up online. What are your thoughts really about online dating?
Well, here's the thing. The thing with online dating, I always tell guys, is number one, the way you text should be the same way you talk and should be the same way you are in person. The problem with these guys or these males or the out here, these sheepish lines, the problem is that what they do is they act like a man. So they're like a male in a man's outfit. You know what I mean? So what they do is they floss like they have things, or they talk like they are men, but they're wearing masks, or they fall in love with words and phrases and sentences. And I would tell them, you have to be yourself. Show who you are, your best you, instead of somebody you think the woman wants you to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that makes sense. And, you know, being online kind of makes it really easy to be deceptive, you know, or to be unauthentic, really, about who you are. Because, you know, there's that feel. The walls are there. So it's from what you're saying, it's pretty much easier. It's way easier to be your unauthentic self, really, because you're, you know, behind the screen and you're meeting people. You know, this woman doesn't really know that much about you, so it's okay who you do. Try to be something that you're not, right? So,
right.
I'm not a fan of online dating, I'll be honest with you. I think I'm really, like, very realistic. I don't know what it is, but I kind of want to see you, know you, get to have conversations with you. I'm not great at, you know, trying to connect in an intimate way online. I mean, I don't know. That's just not my thing. But somehow, for some people seem to have developed relationships from there. You know, I don't know. But again, I know that you have thoughts about mainstream media and how they promote sex and relationships and, you know, advice and all of that. Did you ever read what's it called, 50 Shades of Grey? What are your thoughts, you know, on books like that?
Fifty Shades of Grey sort of touches on men because it's mommy. Mm. We call it mommy porn. And the reason why 50 Shades of Grey is so popular to women, because it goes back to what we were saying before, when they're dealing with these weak males. They ejaculate too fast. They, you know, they're terrible in bed. They don't want to do anything exciting. So these women read these books about this guy that's real kinky and freaky and all this other stuff, dominant, quote, keyword, dominant, and it draws a curiosity because they're like, well, Harold or Howard or whoever I'm with is not like this, but this guy in this book, ooh, he's an animal, wow. And that's all. We know you women love sex, and I think a lot of these males out here miss the memo that y'all love sex just as much as we do.
Okay, you said something. You said operating with being dominant. Do you feel like women like dominant men?
Of course they like dominant men. What? Do you want a guy to be like, excuse me, is it okay if I touch your breasts? Is it okay? Can I kiss you now, please? Hey, can I touch your hand? Really? That's what we're doing now?
Oh, my God. Oh, good, Steve. No, no, not if you put it that way. No, we don't want people asking for permission every 2 seconds. No, we certainly don't want that. Okay, you know what? Let me ask you this. In your opinion, do you feel like there's something like too much sex? How often? What do you feel like? No? Yes?
I truly believe that sex, you should want to have sex 25 hours a day, 8 days a week. I mean, there's never enough. But the thing is the reason why most males accept, you know, getting it once a week or I guess every 3 weeks or maybe on their birthday or something like that, because they're terrible in bed. They're still stuck in Miss Crabtree's fifth grade class of this is the birds and this is the bees, and they carry that thought process over to adulthood, and they don't even know what to do. They don't know how to talk to these women, touch these women. They don't know how to be freaky with these women. Or then they'll watch porn and they think that's sex. So, you know, they have problems.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was going to ask you that, you know, your thoughts on men sort of seeking information or some sort of knowledge from watching porn. Do you feel like there's anything to learn, you know, from those materials, so to speak?
No, whatever your fantasy is, you will find that category, you'll find something, and you'll masturbate to it, and you'll be done. No, you can't learn anything from porn, because it's all scripted. Okay, it's time to hit that money shot, in action, boom, all right, cut. I mean, that's all it is. So.
Okay, let's say for a man who definitely wants something, and what do you feel like a man can tell a woman about his needs in bed? Like how best can a man tell a woman what he wants?
See, that's the problem. See, a man shouldn't have to tell a woman his needs, because if you're doing it correctly, you're taking care of her needs first. See, the thing is, we can get a nut anytime we want to. Excuse my French here, but we can get that anytime we want.
No, it's fine.
The problem is these women are like, oh, my gosh, is that it? After 2 or 3 minutes, and they got to go in their drawer and get their Willy Mammoth 4000 and play with themselves because their man is not taking care of their body. So it's not about what they can do to us. It's what we can do for them, because if you're doing it correctly, guys, she will sell you to her friends. Oh, my God, you won't believe it. He went 45 minutes, put me in a pretzel.
Oh, my God. And that's true, actually, because she's getting, oh, God, Steve. Oh, my God. That's so true. That's so true. Okay, so I was just saying, like, so how do you feel now? I mean, this is, again, because like you said, you know, there are lots of men who genuinely want to be the kind of man that, you know, a woman wants, you know, the dominant man that you described, right? There are lots of males who want to be the kind of man that you described, confident, dominant, you know, desirable, sexy,
yes,
whatever it is, you know, how can a man, how can he start to be what, you know, we've said a lot of things, but really, what steps can he take, you know, in that direction, you know, towards that part, being the ideal man that a woman would want or desire?
Well, the first thing he needs to do is push aside his ego and learn from those who have what he wants. See, a lot of these guys, they hang around with their loser friends, getting the same loser information, turning out to be a bigger loser than they were before. So if you want to be a winner, you learn from a winner. You learn from somebody who gets a lot of women. That's how you learn. But you have to push aside your ego and want to learn how to be. Because if you don't, you're still just going to do the same thing. I mean, I'm not saying these guys can't get a woman. Anybody can get a woman. That's like breathing. That's easy. But can you keep a woman? Can you leave a woman and just crush her world by you leaving? can you take your penis off the table when she is disrespecting you? See, that's what I'm talking about. They can't do that. Because they're like, oh, I love her, I love her. And they always dangle the coochie in front of their faces like a carrot on a stick. Because you can always tell someone who is terrible in bed by the way he allows someone to treat him, especially a woman. So you can tell, like, you know, these women are running these guys, and, you know, happy wife, happy life. Don't make wife mad. You know, you'll be sleeping on the couch. But if you know how to push her knees to her shoulders and give her a lot of orgasms, there's not going to be no problems, because if she gets out of line, she knows that you can leave and satisfy somebody else.
Okay, wait, I need to ask you this. So are you saying that if a woman has is getting it right in the bathroom and she's having great sex, that that's some sort of an ace, really, up?
It's an addiction.
Oh, really? So you think that, you know, if a woman is getting great sex, then it's sort of that's an ace, and, you know, he can use that to sort of control the relationship or be in control?
Well, you don't have to use the sex to control the relationship. It's just like this. Think about this. What if you're getting, I don't know, 3 orgasms over the phone? He comes over there with 5 play, which y'all call foreplay. He gives you 4 more orgasms. Then when you're having sex, he gives you like 3 more orgasms. He gives you so many orgasms, you're trying to tap out. And then after you're done, you have what we call cotton mouth, because if there's no water, if there's no water on the stand after you're done, guys, you're not doing anything well, because she should be dying of thirst. You know, I need something to drink. I need some water. And if you're doing that, do you really have to argue? Come on. Look, you're laughing. You see, guys, listen to everybody. She's laughing. Listen to her laugh, guys. She know. She ain't fighting me on that. She has her hand right there on the middle of her chest saying, oh, my.
Oh, God. Okay, guys, I see people dialed into the show. If you want to speak with Steve, if you've got questions to ask Steve, or you want to ask me, or you want to contribute, or, you know, whatever it is, don't forget to use your hand raising effect. Press 1. Please press 1 so we know that you want to join the conversation, and we'll get you connected. If you don't press 1, then I think you're just listening. So don't forget to press 1, and we'll definitely get you, get you to talk to Steve or myself. Who knows? So, oh God, Steve, you said something. You're right. You said, you know, you have to ask for a lot of water. You know, that kind of just made me laugh, because I kind of felt like, oh, he's right there. Why? I have to be able to argue with him. No, I can't. Like, you know, he's right. So, but what's the best way to share fantasies? Now, let's say a man has something he really wants to try, right? How can he get a woman to be in tune, right, or be accepting, or be open to his fantasy?
Well, we call that opening Pandora's box. And, you know, when you're really good at it, you can get the fantasies across over the telephone through dirty talk. See, when you get on the phone with a woman and you know what you're doing, especially late at night, guys, it's like 10:30, 11, when she says she's out of the shower with underwear on, no bra, and a shirt or something like that. Most males are talking about, well, how was your job today? How was work? I guess. I'm just guessing what they do. We know they don't do anything. But I'm saying the one that has a gift of gab is going to talk that yak in her mouth, or, you know, relax her and start, you know, flirting a little bit, and the flirting is going to turn to something else. And then, remember, it's all between the ears, because before you tell her your fantasies, guys, you've got to know her fantasies, and then you satisfy those fantasies, and then you can trickle yours in little bit by little.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. Makes a lot of sense. Satisfy her first, and then you can, you know, kind of flip yours somewhere, you know.
Yeah, because you'll be opening. You know, hey, guys, when you open up Pandora's box, and, yeah, you get a woman real hot, freaky, and nasty, because they all freaky and nasty. But it takes a man to do that, of course. You know, you can then start to mention other things. Not to say they're going to do those things, but they mm-hmm. might think about doing those things.
Okay, you know, and speaking of doing those things, what would you think would be extreme? Like, do you feel like there's anything that might be too much or too extreme, or you feel like, you know, anything is fair game? Like, really?
Well, for a man. Okay, there are two man things that men won't do. You're not putting anything in my booty. You ain't putting your finger, nothing in my booty, right? That's number one. And I'm not going to do anything bisexual with a guy, number two, period. Those two things are all out. No, those two things are out. Now, other than that, we can negotiate. But those two things, no, you can't do any of those things. And if a guy wants that, I don't know, you might have to double check that. What's up?
Okay, but yeah, that's something that I've always thought about, and I always thought, you know, it was weird. So how is it possible that, you know, a man is cool with, you know, for example, as a fantasy, which is a major fantasy or an average fantasy for a lot of men, is wanting to be in a threesome, right?
Yes.
With two women.
Yes.
And
yes.
He's cool with it, and that's fine. And
yes.
What if a woman wanted to be in a threesome with two men? I'm just saying. And
Well, the problem with that is when you're dealing with a man, see, we're lesbians. You know, I mean, I'm just a lesbian. I'm really a lesbian. So why would I want to be with a guy?
Yeah,
I love women. I'm a lesbian, right? So me being a lesbian and everything, you know, look, I am not going to be like, hey, John, wow, you're real glistening and sexy, hey, John. Come over here and give me. No, it doesn't work. It sounds so crazy. Hey, it's not happening. No, stop it. No. I'm feeling uncomfortable right now even talking about it.
Okay, Steve, you know what? Let's take another musical break. And yes, this is our last one. And this is Hello by Joe. This is Joe Sebastian, you know, his cover of Hello. And we'll be back. Hello, Joe.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say that time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million.
Come on.
Okay, guys, and that was Hello from Joe. Joe is one of my favorite R&B. One of, you know, I have so many favorites. He's one of my favorite R&B artists, and, you know, that's Joe's cover. I kind of like this special to, you know, the original. So, guys, if you just tune in, this is still the Naked Talk with Alex McGurzy. And, yes, it's unscripted. It's uncensored. You know, we don't script questions. We just talk, you know. We just have a great conversation. And I've been having so much. It's been all giggles. Like, I've just been giggling throughout this conversation with Steve. Because, you know, I'm trying to find something that I don't agree with. And, no, like, Steve totally has me on my back. He has me right on my back, you know, with this conversation so far. Hey, Steve, hi, you still there?
Yeah, and you know, the thing that's funny that guys need to pay attention to, when you get women giggling like that, the giggle is a certain language that you need to understand as well, guys. Because when you get them giggling like that, you can get them giggling and doing other things. But I'm fine. Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, God. You're just smooth. Maybe you're just too smooth. You're too smooth for yourself, really.
I am smooth. I got a good mouthpiece. I am smooth. I know I'm smooth. But, hey, a lot of guys wish they could be this smooth, because I'm sure a lot of guys that talk to you can't make you giggle like this, and we just met.
Oh, God, Steve.
Listen,
anyway,
guys,
see? You see, I'm just giggling. I'm giggling because, you know, I really think that's what's really tricky about confidence is that when someone is super confident, it kind of just, you know, translates or, you know, it kind of transforms or, yeah, translates into some sort of a positive energy, right? So it rubs off, right, on the other person or the person who's on the receiving end. So I do find confidence to be very attractive. So it's really nice to be talking to someone who feels, oh, you know, they're all magical in terms of, you know, how they – but let me ask you this. Do you feel like a man – I mean, we were talking about man and real men and who they are. Is that the same thing as a player?
Well, no, okay. There's different. You got players, pimps, backs, hustlers. You got different types. See, a player is not going to tell the truth. See, a player is going to sleep around with a lot of women, but he's not going to tell the woman that he's seeing other people. Whereas where a man is, if I'm seeing somebody else, I'm going to let you know because I want you to make sure that you make the choice. You make the choice if you want to keep me around, use me as a dildo, you know, take me out your closet, your drawer, use me up and put me back, you know, whatever you want to do with me. But I want to let you know that you're not the only one unless you earn that spot to be the only one.
And, you know, and that does make a lot of sense, actually. That's, you know, respect, not just for the person, the other person, but respect for yourself as well. So it does make sense that you give the other person the opportunity to be able to decide for themselves if they want to be down and dirty, if they want to be second fiddle or whatever it is, that you're not being deceptive about the kind of relationship that you have with them. You know, I wanted to clarify on that, really, because sometimes, again, for those who are listening, you don't want a male or the average guy to assume that what Steve is saying is that, you know, a man, you know, a real man is a player. That's not what you're saying.
Okay, you have a married, like you have guys online that are married, okay? Mm-hmm. Why not let the woman know you're married from the jump? So then she can make a decision at that point instead of.
She wants to be with a married.
Right. Instead of blowing her head up with a lot of smoke, and then later on down the line, you're like, oh, yeah, I've got to tell you I'm married. That's so wrong. That's terrible. But that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's what you get from weak people. Because, again, there's no reason to lie. You should just be able to tell the truth.
That makes a lot of sense. I'm for telling the truth. I'm for being honest and authentic from the get-go. Yes. Okay. But for couples, there are lots of couples, right, who are so busy. They're very busy. Maybe they have very busy working schedules or they work at different parts, you know, different states or, I don't know, you know, whatever it is. How can they make out time? I mean, what is it that a man can do to sort of compensate for, you know, not really being around all the time?
Okay, you're saying how can a man compensate for not having enough time with his woman?
Yes. I mean, it's example because sometimes, again, back to, remember, I did ask you at some point if there was anything like too much sex and how often can men or how often can a couple have sex. Now, sometimes people aren't having enough sex, not necessarily because they don't want to, but maybe because they have work schedules that totally clash or they're not around or they work in different cities or, do you understand? So what can they do to make out time or what can he do to compensate, to make up, you know?
Well, if it's distant, then, you know, sexting and dirty talk and getting her off on the telephone. If it's we all have different jobs and your schedules are kind of messed up, you've got to find the time because the thing that these guys understand, if you don't, somebody else will. So you better be on your P's and Q's, you know what I mean? and for the couple that's home, I mean, it should be a rule. Your woman shouldn't be able to come through the door, walk past you, take her clothes off, take a bath without you jumping on her or touching her, making her feel like she's important. You always got to make her feel sexy, even when you're not trying to make her feel sexy. Like when you're driving down the street and, you know, no matter what, why not grab her hand and kiss it just to kiss her hand? You know, do things like that. You know, touch her, smile, you know, tell how sexy she is. It's not just the act of having sex. Remember, it's nothing to do with what's between the legs. It's what you do between the ears. So.
Yeah, and that, you know, that totally, you know, resonates with me because I was actually going to ask you, you know, what, you know, things that, you know, a man could do with a woman to build intimacy without sex, you know. So I think, you know, what you just said kind of just fits right into that. Or do you think there are, you know, any more things, you know, there are other things that a man can do with a woman to sort of, you know, create that sort of intimacy without
you have to, okay. I always say don't act like a kid, but still have the imagination of a child. Because the more imagination you have, the more crazier, kinkier things you're willing to do. Because most people, when they think they grow up, I can't lick her toes, and I can't do that. That's disgusting and all that. Okay, all right, you just go sit over there. And if I see her in the store walking around like a wounded zebra and everything, I'm going on the attack because I know you ain't doing anything. I can tell you when, you know, it's so easy. I usually play a game like who's screwing who. Like you go to the store and you look around at people, you see the couples, he's on one side, she's on the other side. Oh, he ain't really giving it to her. You can tell. Because the guy that's really giving it to her, when she leave the cart, he'll smack her ass real quick or something. Or he'll be touchy-feely with her. She'll be smiling, they'll be giggling. And you can tell he's on that. But the majority... Oh no, man! They let these women walk around with the wives are wearing these tight, skin tight jeans and looking good and fine. You ain't even trying to touch it. What? You just la da 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 da. I mean, just shoot me in the back of my badoobla obla gow. Just get it over with. But you can tell because you know what? As soon as somebody walks over there, oh, you know, excuse me, man, I don't want to be rude. I just want to tell you, you are very sexy looking. You have not only made her hour, you have made her day, and most of the times her week. Because you know why? Her man ain't telling her that stuff. And then she's going to be like, Harold, why don't you ever tell me you're sexy? Oh, well, shouldn't you know? And she's like, well, oh, okay, fine. Hey, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God, you're so cute. Really. But it's true. I mean, I think that, you know, women leave off, you know, trying to, you know, they want you to vocalize or verbalize, you know, how you feel or what you think. I mean, they want to know, right? So it's important for a man to sort of communicate. And say those is like you said, you know, the power is like kind of like between her ears. So you kind of need to constantly articulate how you feel or communicate really to her, how you feel about her or what you want from her, what you see, how you see her, and you know, all of those things can they kind of add up. I was going to ask you this though, when we came back from that musical break, I played that song by Joe, but I was going to ask you, do you think it's kind of like, I know this is totally off the cuff, but for some guys, and especially for a man like you. Do you feel like, I know the music plays a role. A lot of women like music. Do you? I don't know if you think it's necessary or it's not. Do you think something like that is kind of like too weak, too cunning?
Girl, let me tell you something. In high school. Now I'm old school. High school, back in the day, we used to have sex tapes. We used to get the smoothest slow jams, and we used to make sex tapes, and we used to compare with our boys, because we know when we gonna set that atmosphere with the candlelights, you got the smooth music going, you get her in the mood, you get to dancing and grinding up on that thing, man, it's a wrap. Come on, man. Yes, you need music. Y'all, look at you cracking up over here. I'm serious, man. Woo.
You know what I'm laughing about that? I had an article on my blog. I can't remember. I think it was my top 25 baby baking music, right? So I put a collection of songs that I thought could knock up a woman, like, you know, just play that.
Y'all, what these women do, y'all play that music, y'all get to dancing with yourselves, y'all getting that mood, your mind. Come on, guys, you can't have rap music playing all the time. You got to slow it down with some R&B jams.
Okay, so if you were to set the tone for a few guys right now who are listening, because lots of people are dialed into the show, and then of course people are, you know, if you could set the tone, like, you know, give one or two songs, you know, you think, I mean, in your own playlist, you know, that you think would work, so that they can have an idea of what they could be looking at or what women might be interested in, you know, what kind of songs that could have power, really.
Let's see here. Let me see. I'm going to my playlist right now. Let's see. You got, look, you can go Aaron Hall, I Miss You, Babyface, Whippoorwill, Boys the Men, Brian McKnight, The Barge, Guy, H-Town's Knockin' the Boot, John Legend, Johnny Gill, Keith Sweat, Lionel Richie has Three Times a Lady. You have Luther Vandross, Marvin Gaye, Men Condition, New Edition, Quincy Jones, Secret Garden, Teddy Pendergrass. You know, you got, I mean, come on out of here. You see, you got, hey, and you can't throw some Prince in there as well. So you got guys, you got to be able to be, see, just look at you, you heard her. See, listen to her and say, and she's saying, wow, this guy knows what he's talking about.
Okay, Steve, yes, you do know what you're talking about. Like, you just reeled out, like, a total list of, you know, powerful, magical, really magical.
Yeah,
you know,
magic.
Total magic. Okay, you know, we're going to wrap this up soon, and I know that I have to let you go. I don't want to let you go, but, you know, I'm sure they'll
have to
let you go soon.
I know. They never want to let me go. I get it. It just is. Because you know, when you get around a man, you're like, wow, we're like unicorns and elves and everything. It's like, wow, as soon as this is over, you're going to get with your girlfriend. You're like, oh, my God, the guy I interviewed, he's like so manly. See, she's laughing. You hear the laugh, guys?
Okay. Oh, good. Oh, my God, Steve, you're killing me right now. Okay, guys, I see people dialed into the show, and you all are listening, but if you want to join this conversation or you have questions to ask, don't forget to press 1. Use your hand-raising effect and press 1 so that I know that you want to join the conversation, or maybe perhaps you have a question for Steve just before we let him go, or you have something you want to contribute or say or, you know, add, or you want to ask me something. Don't forget to press 1, because I see all of you. You guys are all right here listening to this. It's a conversation with Steve the Dean Williams. Yes, and he's been cracking me up. Like, I've been totally, like, cackling right through this entire show.
But that's a good thing, though. I'm sorry. I was just saying that's a good thing.
I do. Yeah. Of course it's a good thing. And it's nice to have this kind of sort of conversation. I hope that, you know, and you've shared quite a lot of stuff that, you know, is totally enlightening and empowering for the listeners. So obviously, both whether you're a man or a woman, there's obviously something to take away from this. You know, if you're not a man and you're a woman who's listening to the conversation we've had, it's kind of like a reminder, right, of what you actually want or the things that you're comfortable with. Because sometimes women can find themselves with men and they forget what they want, right, or they just go with the flow, right? You just go with the flow, and then you actually forget what you need, or you just accept what he's offering. So listening to the kind of conversation, to this conversation, you know, it kind of reminds you, oh, you know, that's true. This is what I really want. But this is something that I like. Or, you know, there's something that they can take back to their man and say, oh, you need to listen to Steve, you know, what he shared or what he said. Or it kind of helps you decide what you want, really, out of the relationship that you have. But, Steve, I have a question for you. And this question is from one of my listeners who just sent the question in. His name is anonymous. But he's asking, he has a question. Are you there?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, fine. So this is from Michael, and Michael is saying, "Hi, Steve. Great conversation. I'm enjoying the show. I have a wife who's quite good at oral sex. She's great at giving a head, but I've had some uncomfortable experiences with it in my past. How can I be less nervous when she's down there?" What do you have to say? Michael.
Well, okay. Well, here's the thing, Michael, and this is the most important thing. The more relaxed she is, Michael, the more relaxed her jawbones will be with you when she puts you inside of her mouth. And what I mean by this, Michael, is that, look, you got to, Michael, you got to eat that same thing for at least good 30, 40 minutes. And what I want you to do, okay, you know we were little kids, you have the head, shoulders, knees and toes. You know, what I want you to do is the shoulder thing. You see what I'm saying? When not the, you know, you touch your head, then you touch your shoulders. That's how you should lock her legs in when you eating that thing. You know what I mean? And what you got to do, and I'm going to give you a recommendation. Look to get some, I don't know if they have that, I don't know where you're at right now, but they have this thing called dentine ice, okay? And it has like a little bit of mentholiptus in there. And what happens is when you chew it, it will, and you start to blow, it will open up the pores inside, you know, because women have pores down there, and you can slightly blow, which will give her a more satisfying feeling as well while you're licking it. But what I'm saying to is you want to relax her first, okay? You want to get her relaxed in the mood because a lot of women use their teeth and they don't know how to do it right. Now, again, you got to guide her through that. But one thing you don't want to do is make her feel foolish for trying because a lot of you guys judge. So if she's not doing it right, you know what? Then stop, take it out before you get it all chewed up, and then slightly slide it in and guide her through it, okay? You can guide them. They're willing to do it. But wait, but remember, the key thing is making them feel comfortable enough to relax.
Awesome.
He's like all quiet.
I was taking that in. That was kind of like, I kind of felt like, you know, that wasn't for me, but I was like, oh, yeah, dental ice. I have to remember that. You know, we have to find it. This has been such an awesome conversation with you, Steve. Really, totally awesome. You're so, you know, such a pleasant person to talk to, and I had so much fun. But just before we let you go, just one last, you know, any last thoughts, you know, for men in terms of how they can sort of, you know, change their mindset, you know, about how to be, you know, they change their mindset about manhood, you know, what a real man really is. Any last thoughts?
Yeah, well, first thing they need to do is go to themanmindset.com. Go to my website, themanmindset.com. Go there, and they, we have videos that where I talk to women. I even have cook. Hey, you know what? I even try to get these guys to cook, if you won't believe that. I'm trying to get you guys to cook as well and make desserts. Oh, yeah, because, hey, guys, instead of taking them to dinner, why not cook for them because you're one step away from the bedroom? With the soft music playing, you're cooking together, you're being playful, you're getting behind her, cutting up things. Come on, guys, talking in the back of her ear. When she comes in, you roll her, you twirl her around, you tell how gorgeous she looks, kiss her on her hand, guide her through the door, sit her down, get your wine, sit there, have the nice music going. I mean, guys, I'm good at what I do, guys. Trust me. I'm just saying, if you want to get women to giggle like this lady has been giggling all the time, hey, giggles turn to moans, guys, if y'all know what I mean, then you need to go to the, get your crayons out and go to themanmindset.com, and we'll take care of you.
All right. Oh, my God. Yes, cooking. You were talking about cooking. I traveled. I kind of traveled. Like, I just went somewhere. Yeah, that's true. I don't have have a problem with a man cooking for me. Like, that would just be so cool, really. Yeah, you know? So thank
wait,
you.
Wait, hey, look, you had to cook the dinner. Hey, the next morning, make some breakfast. Make some nice French toast. You know, get some toast, a little bit of egg, put a little bit of milk, drop a cinnamon in there. Croak, nigga, you scramble that joint up, get a nice piece of bread, lay that in there, make it real over easy over a light bit of butter, and then you serve it to her, man. And, hey, look, and if you're smooth, you probably feed her and whisper in her ear how great she was last night, if you're doing it correctly, because you want to make sure that you're not brand X, that you are the brand. So when she gets home, because you know her girlfriend's like, girl, what happened last night? Most of the time they say, oh, he was just 2 minutes and it was quick. You want to say, oh, my God, he was this and that. He was a music park and he was so sexual to say, and girl, he cooked for me. I want to marry him. Come on, guys.
Oh, God, you just took me back. Like, you took me, like, years back to, you know, just before we wrap this up, you know, I was just going to tell you this little story. You know, you took me back to, you know, there's this guy that I think it was, you know, it was a day. He did invite me to his house, and he cooked, and I thought, oh, my God, like, you know, after we hung out for, like, 2 days, and the next day, all I could think of was, like, he was just totally on my mind. Like, oh, my God, I could have stopped thinking. Not because, you know, just that he was just so sensual, right? You know, I think not just sexual, but he was just so sensual. And so all of these little, you know, all these things that you're sharing and asking, you know, these men to do, I think they really do have a lot of impact on women. I want to agree with you.
You have been agreeing with me the whole time. See, here's the thing. I'm not telling these guys to slay the dragon and take the head to the top of Mount Olympus. I'm just saying be a man. That's all I'm saying.
Great, 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 awesome conversation with you, Steve. Thank you so much, Steve Dean Williams. You've been totally on. It's been an awesome pleasure. And I'd love for you to come back again on this show. You know,
anytime you need me on, let me know. I'm here to tell you the truth and help these guys become better men.
Thank you so much. It's been an awesome show. You know, it's been an awesome Friday radio special talking to you live all the way from Texas. I'm definitely going to invite you back on this show. That's for sure. Just so we can have more of your, you know, your insight and your perspective and your views and your, you know, expertise. So, guys, you know, you want to find out more about Steve, please make sure to go to his website. It's www.themanmindset.com. Am I correct?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, themanmindset.com.
Okay. Themanmindset.com. Thank you so much, Steve. It's been awesome. So, guys, hey, people, you know, if you've got, you've been listening to my very special guest, Steve Dean Williams. I always have to remember to say the Dean because obviously he's earned his badge, like his, you know, the professor and great, great relationship expert. He's shared so much on this show. And if you missed, if you missed our conversation from the beginning, don't forget you can listen back, you know, listen back to the archive show. Or if you know anyone who missed this conversation, who should be here right now listening to this, don't forget to get them to come back right here. Share the show. You can catch us on Stitcher, iTunes, and TuneIn. The show is there. Don't forget, of course, I'll be updating, you know, updating the podcast of my blog as well. And, you know, don't forget, let people know, you know, let people listen to the conversation that I had with Steve the Dean Williams and all the awesome advice that he's given to help guys become real men and take them on that roadmap to manhood. So till we come back same time next week, on Talk Wednesday, yes, on the Naked Talk, don't forget, expression is a sign of strength, not weakness. You need not apologize for being who you really are. Yes, we'll talk again, same time next week. I love you for listening. Ciao.
It's unscripted. Out. It's unscripted. Out. It's unfiltered. Out. It's unscripted. Out. It's unfiltered. Out. It's unscripted. Out. It's unscripted. Out. It's unscripted. Out. It's unscripted. Out. to The Naked Talk with Alex Okorochi.